This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
فاشرف بي لاشتغالي بالعلم ولا تبغي به ما عشت يا ذا بدلا ويا له من شرف عظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, I want to give you all a quick benefit. A benefit بإذن الله تعالى that we will put into application, advise our family members with, and also inshallah ta'ala call to Allah Azza wa Jal with it. This benefit is that which is pertaining tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, Bani Adam, the son of Adam, is someone that constantly makes mistakes. That is something that is universal. We are going to be falling into mistakes whether we like it or not. It is just bound to happen. So brothers and sisters, don't lose hope. Those who have become so indulged and they are drowning in sins, then the door of tawbah is always open. Seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that doesn't close for this moment in time. So I advise every single one of you, like Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says also, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. And hasten to seeking forgiveness from your Lord. فَاسْتَبِخُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Hasten to doing the good deeds. And one of the greatest deeds that one can ever do is seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we mentioned, brothers and sisters, this is bound to happen. You're bound to make mistakes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. Bani Adam, the son of Adam, is someone that constantly makes mistakes. And the best of those who make mistakes are those who make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It also came in a hadith al-Qudsi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as Allah azza wa jalla mentioned, قال الله تبارك وتعالى, إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِ أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. You Bani Adam, you make mistakes day and night. Seek my forgiveness so I can come and forgive you. Allah azza wa jalla is saying this to you. Whatever the sin might be, whether it is that you're fornicating with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, whether it is that you have gone and stolen, whether it is that you've been disobedient to your parents, even if it is the worst and biggest sin that one can ever fall into, you have been grave worshipping, you have been hanging a ta'weez on your hand, you have been doing sihr, or you've fallen into sihr, you've gone and visited a magician, whether it is kufr or whether it is shirk, the door of forgiveness is always open. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O Muhammad, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ, my servants who have transgressed against themselves, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الدُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives all sins. All sins. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الدُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. So we have now come to understand that Bani Adam, brothers and sisters, is someone that is going to make mistakes all the time. How can one now go and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? الْوَجْهُ الْأَوَّلِ. You have the first type. طَلَبِ الْمَغْفِرَةِ بِاللَّفْظِ بِأَنْ يَقُولَ. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness by saying, Allahumma ighfir li. Oh Allah, forgive me. Whether it is in your sujood, whether it is the last part of the night, whatever time it might be, you put your hands up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to send you back empty handed. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Inna Allah hayyun kareemun yastahi min abdih idha rafa'a yadayhi ilayhi an yaruddu ma sifra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shy, He is generous, that when His servant puts his hands up to Allah Azza wa Jal, that He sends him back empty handed. Even in Qiyam al-Layl, even if it is in your sujood, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ فِي السُّجُودِ فَقَمِنُوا أَن يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. Be excessive in making dua in your sujood, for indeed Allah Azza wa Jal will reply to you straight away. So one asking Allah Azza wa Jal through love, by uttering it, "Oh Allah, forgive me," is the first means. Then the second way of seeking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, طلب المغفرة بالأعمال الصالحة التي تكون سببا لذلك كقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Seeking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal through righteous actions. Through righteous actions. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man qala subhanallahi wa bihamdihi fi al-yawmi 100 marrah ghufirat khatayahu wa in kanat mithlu zabad al-bahr." Whoever says subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, whoever says subhanallahi wa bihamdihi on a day 100 times, then his sins that are the size of the bahr, the ocean, it will be forgiven from him. It will be forgiven from him. So, brothers and sisters, the ball's in your court. It's in our court for us to go and seek this forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, even though we constantly make mistakes. Na'am, we make mistakes, but that which people don't do is take the extra step in seeking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayh.